This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Today's shir is dedicated by my friend Rav David Cohen, Leiloi Nishmas, his grandparents, David ben Simcha HaKoyen, Esther bas Shimon HaKoyen, Began Eden Tehimenu Chasam. Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kama psukim srichem likroi lekol echad. How many psukim do you need to read for each oila? On a day that you call up three people, you're now to read less than 10 psukim. Vayidaber oila min haminyan. Vayidaber counts toward the minyan. Vi solik in yonah bevasim esar psukim. If the subject has been concluded with less than 10 psukim, kagon parshas amolik, shein ba'ala tisha psukim, shaper dami. So the minimum of 10, but if you complete the inyan and less, it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pachas Me'asara Psukim, Isa B'Gemara, Sheniskan Keneged Aser Sadibrois. The Gemara Megillah says it was enacted corresponding to the 10 statements, the 10 Dibrois, Oy Keneged Asara Ma'amorois, Shebehen Nivra Oilam, Ayin Shamoid. Oh, you want to hear a chiddush on this week's Parsha? What is the significance of the Aser Sadibrois? What is it? How is it different than any other mitzvah? Let's say kibra va'im. Let's say loy sachmoid. Of what relevance is it that something is in Aser Sadebrois? What is the significance of Aser Sadebrois? So one explanation Rashi brings from Rav Sadia Goin is that the Aser Sadebrois encapsulate all 613 mitzvahs. Rav Sadia Goin wrote a work how the Aser Sadebrois encapsulate all 613. I would humbly suggest, based on the simple psukim of this week's parsha, Vayaged lohem es berisai. Hashem told them his covenant. What does that mean, his covenant? In other words, there's a certain covenant that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael. It was forged through the Aseres Hadibrois. So it's not that the dibur in and of itself is more important than a different mitzvah, all 613, but the bris that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael were through these 10. Okay, anyway, but the Aseres Hadibrois is the paradigm of the number of aliyos. Ayin Shamoid. Min Aminyon. Hainu afal pi she'en lemeidin mimena shum chiddush. Even though we don't learn out any chiddush from Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Even though we learn out many chiddushim from it. Ayin b'Rabbeinu b'Chayei u'b'Ramban. Yeah? Okay. But still, you would think that it's not as significant as another pasuk. No, it counts. Kegoin parshas Amalek, for example, the parsha of Amalek, shekoyrin b'Purim v'leirotz chazal lohoisif aleim ezim psukim l'mata. Why don't we add a couple psukim before or after? L'ram is the nei shamalek garam liyos hashem akisei chaser kedachsev kiyara kiska kach yu parshiyosif chaserim. There's a reason. In other words, so there's this. What's the question? Why do we lay on Purim 9 psukim? So don't lay 9 psukim. Lay 12 psukim. Start 3 psukim before, 3 psukim later. No, the answer is because Amalek was mechaser from the Shem Hashem, because Amalek made the Shem chaser and the Kisei chaser, so therefore the Parshios are chaserim. I would humbly add that since Hashem and the Torah are one, just like Amalek is mechaser in the Shem Hava, in the Shem Hashem, he's likewise mechaser in the Torah. So we demonstrate that by laying only 9 psukim. Sif Beis. Ein koyrin im kol echad paus mishloish psukim. The total has to be at least 10. We don't read less than 3 psukim per aliyah. Shnayim koyrin shloisha shloisha. 2 read 3 each, ve'achad kari arba, and 1 reads 4. Ve'eza mehem shekar arba hareza meshubach. Whoever gets that 4th, whoever gets the aliyah with 4, he's best. Okay? It's better. You want to be the guy who gets the 4 psukim. You want to be that guy. I believe the Gemara Megillah says, which one should get 4? There's an opinion first is best. There's an opinion last is best. There's an opinion the middle is the best. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ve'ezim hem kalamra, Demisha kara yoyser, Meshubach yoyser. Demisha kara yoyser, whoever reads more, Meshubach yoyser.
That means in a shul where they sell the aliyahs, you're better off buying a longer aliyah.
No, okay, that might be true. Mishnah Berurah says there's a different nafkamina. Mishnah Berurah says that v'im harishon kara abba meshubach dematzinu la'olam ha'chashav chashav kaidim. This is paraphrasing the Gemara Megillah. If the first guy reads, I mean, this is going back in the time that the person who got the aliyah read was kare b'tayra. So the point is, whoever is mezareis, you get to read, you get to stop where you read. So the point is, if you get the aliyah, you should chap on, you should chap arayin to read that extra pasuk. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns it. The matzinu la'olam ha'chashav chashav kaidem. Uva menorah matzinu shem tsoi meshubach. We find by the menorah, the middle one is best. Vim achroin kara arba. If the last one reads four, yeshlemer demalim b'kodesh, v'in maridin. V'yalkein loy kapdina na'misha zera z'atzan v'karba. Therefore, we're not makbid on he who is mezareis to read for the chol echad mehem yesh lo tam l'shavach shua roi l'zah, because any one of them has a good reason that he is fitting to read that fourth pasuk. V'nei b'zman ha'gemara hayu hakruim la'toira koirin ba'atzman ba'toira. In the times of the Gemara, the one who got the aliyah would read the Torah. V'achshav shatzil tibur koirlam, now that the Baal Kori reads, yesh deus ben achroinim, who should be the one to get that fourth pasuk? Sheyesham Rishal Rishain. V'lasheni yikra shalishim zungla achri yikra ba. One opinion is to save the fourth one for last. Now, why does it matter that the Shliach Tzibur reads it? If in the times of the Gemara, any one of the three could read it, why nowadays should the Dafka, the last one, read the fourth? The Levushay Srad explains that when the Shliach Tzibur reads, we should give precedence, we should give priority to the Sarav Malim B'Kodesh. Why? Because in one thing, this is a lamdas we once said a long time ago from the Shagas Aryeh. In one thing, we use Malim B'Kodesh. You see, when you have three different people, the lamdas of Malim B'Kodesh is not so compelling. B'inyin Echad, we utilize the lamdas of Malim B'Kodesh. So now that one person is laning, we give adifus to the final aliyah, like by Neros Chanukah. But by three people, we don't usually say Malim B'Kodesh. Malim B'Kodesh is not such a strong sword. By different things, we usually say Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveroi Kodem Eschaver. There, there's a stronger sword to say that the first one should read for. There are those who argue. Anyway, nowadays, the where you stop by an aliyah is usually legislated by the printer, so nothing you can do about it. This whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, as you know, as important as Shulchan Aruch is, the printers have even more kayach, because they've legislated, we just read Tisheni. So this whole thing is obsolete. We're always reading more than 10 psukim. Now the minog is nespashet, that on Shabbos HaMincha, Monday and Thursday, you read the whole first parsha of the upcoming Shabbos, kakosav besidurim, umetsuya nafsagas abarashol shanoshim, it's ready. Subdivided, but if you deviate, it really doesn't matter. You just don't want to read to one person less than three psukim.
Do priests and aliyahs have to like make sense in terms of what the psukim are saying or like mean?
Do they have to make sense? They have to follow certain halachic guidelines that we're going to see. You're not to stop within two psukim of peor samach. You're not to stop. In other words, you can't stop leaving two psukim before a samach or a pay. You can't stop after two psukim of Asamach Horopei. You should not, it's recommended not to stop by a davara. Besides that, there are no guidelines. Oh yeah, we're going to hold it over here. Oh, we're going to start Chavetz Chaim.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.